This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump imposing 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada and a 10% tariff on goods from China.
It's pouring in from China through Mexico and Canada, and they've got to stop it. And if they don't stop it, the tariffs are going to get worse, a lot worse.
In response, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his country will implement 25% tariffs on $155 billion of U.S. goods, retaliatory tariffs expected from Mexico as well. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu scheduled to meet with President Trump at the White House Tuesday. The black box of that jet that crashed in Philadelphia has been found 8 feet below the surface of the ground at the site of the crash. Six people on the medical transport died, as well as one person on the ground. Recovery efforts at the Potomac plane helicopter crash site. Dozens of victims' families gathering near the scene for a memorial. Officials saying moments ago that 55 of 67 victims have been recovered. This is ABC News. An explosion at a hyperbaric oxygen chamber in Troy, Michigan has killed a five-year-old boy who was inside. Investigators are now working to determine what caused the explosion. The facility, the Oxford Center, offered hyperbaric oxygen therapy sessions. Emergency officials say the boy's mother was injured in the blast. Northwestern University's journalism school says more than 3,300 U.S. newspapers have gone out of print since 2005. ABC's Brian Clark says a major paper joined that club.
Fans of The Sopranos remember the newspaper Tony would pick up from the end of his driveway. That was the Star Ledger, the paper that covered all of New Jersey for nearly 90 years. Whatever happened to Tony Soprano, he would not be picking up the paper anymore as the print Star Ledger comes to an end. Its parent company, Advance, will still cover the Garden State, but only online. Media experts say New Jersey's joined Alabama as the only states to see their primary papers of record move online only. Brian Clark, ABC News.
And I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey, folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal could cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
We're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the 9 o'clock hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight. I'm Jimmy Kay. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. And you can shop online, too, igniteglassandgifts.com. Let's kick this hour off with a double dip of the new Primitives out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Our home now. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Everything I know, don't look back. Face to face now, dancing like they never danced before. Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. That is a double dip of the New Primitives out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. All Night Dancing, our home now before that. New Primitives, they often come to Wisconsin to play shows. There's none on the books right now. They got a couple shows over in the Minneapolis area. You can check them out on the socials, and when they come to Wisconsin, I'll be sure to let you know, because I'll want to go, you know? How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin until midnight. We got Natty Nation, Ja Boogie from Natty Nation coming up here in just a couple of minutes. It's Bob Marley's birthday next week, and they're throwing a big bash at the High Noon Saloon. I'll have all the details for you later this hour. Rob Roberts will be in with After Hours after 10 o'clock next week here on Max Inc. Radio. Another good show is brewing. The Flavor That Kills is going to be in studio, and we're going to tell you all about the happy hour of love happening at the Gamma Ray Bar on Friday, February 14th. That's Valentine's Day for you Hallmark shoppers out there. It's going to be a fun show. Come on out. A brand new band is going to be, I think, launching for the first time. What are they called? Mothballs. And they're kind of a spinoff from The Flavor That Kills. I hear they're very funky and very fun. And I'll be emceeing the show. Come on down, have a beer with me. Just have some laughs and maybe a slow dance. It's Valentine's Day after all. Bring your date too. We We like that. The happy hour of love at the Gamma Ray Bar on Valentine's Day. That starts at 4 o'clock. The show starts at 5 o'clock. Doors open at 4. Also on the show next week is the Steepwater Band. They're good friends of the show. They're coming to Madison on February 15th for a show at the Red Rooster. They'll be on the show next week with us. And if you like foul weather, Rippyology will join us on the show next week, too. He has a great Facebook page that you can subscribe to with weather and fun commentary. Music on the way this half hour from Jordan Story. We'll do some Mojo Perry. Right, let's do some electrophonic. This is Durango Town. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I woke up to find myself left outside here in the open. No words were spoken when I arrived. Hours before I was dancing with some señorita, dying to meet her on the floor. The music and motion could bring out some new vibe. She's my reputation.
found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Making shoes, no risks, no more mistakes. At least now we can say that we got high. Yeah, we got high. Yeah, we got high. We'll be right back.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes you go, sometimes you don't. I've come long ways, I got even farther to go. Just when I think I'm done, I got farther to go. That's just how it goes. Sometimes you win, but mostly you lose. Never give in. Oh, never give up. When you fall down, dust off, then get back up.
Bring it on. That's Mojo Perry, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Some Jordan Story before that with We Got High. Hey, speaking of the ganja, we got Bob Marley's birthday bash to talk about. That's happening next week at the High Noon Saloon. Natty Nation, of course, is the host of that show. And Ja Boogie is going to join me on the air here in just a couple of minutes to tell you about the Bob Marley birthday bash. It's the 16th annual show for that, so it's kind of a cool deal. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison, and you can shop online, too, at igniteglassandgifts.com. And the Lazy Oaf Lounge, great food and drink, live music, and you can watch the big game on the big screens. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road, or online at lazyoaflounge.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away. For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh, quarter to seven, or later at 11, 11, share the sacrament and take you to heaven. I wanna get to I, yeah, become lost in the good conversation, pour out ceremonial libation, and the love it with the good vibration. Love will come again, so just come together, let's rendezvous.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Ja Boogie and Dub Foundation Rendezvous. That came out a couple of years ago. Hey, I hope your Saturday night is going well. I'm Jimmy K. On the phone with me right now is the one and only Ja Boogie from Natty Nation. Mr. Boogie, good evening. How are you tonight, sir?
Blessed, man. Blessed to be here.
We're blessed.
Appreciate you having me.
We're blessed to have you. Thank you so much for taking the time tonight. Natty Nation, let's talk about that first. And we're going to talk about the Bob Marley birthday show. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. But as far as the band, what are you guys doing these days as far as keeping yourself busy? Are you writing new music? Any plans to jump in the studio anytime soon?
Well, there's always an ongoing process, you know. So we do have new songs. We've recorded, I think last summer, a bunch of stuff. So we do have things in the works. We don't have a release, you know, any release times or anything like that. But we are always working on new music, and we usually play some of it live as well. So give them a sneak peek. So we do have new things. Yeah, definitely. We're working on it.
And we just played the song Rendezvous that came out from an album with a project that you did with Dub Foundation. I think a couple other musicians were also collaborating on that, too. Anything that you're doing on the side outside of Natty Nation?
Yeah, we're going to probably do a follow-up to Spiritual Work, that Ja Boogie with that collaboration with Dub Foundation, Captain Smooth. You know, he's the head of that squad. And we're going to work on some new singles and put it into an album eventually, too. sprinkle them. I think we plan on kind of sprinkle them through the year, you know, and release them a little bit by a little bit, you know, the singles.
I love
them. And then combine and get an album going. So to follow up with spiritual work. So we're excited about that for sure.
I'm a big fan of releasing a single here and one here. It kind of keeps you relevant and it keeps your fans wanting more too. It's kind of fun that way.
Yeah, kind of tease it out, man.
Right.
That's the plan this time around. Kind of tease some singles out. It's going to be fun.
Send those tracks our way. We'll play them here on Max Inc. Radio. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely.
First single drops, we got you for sure.
So check it out. Natty Nation's next show is the Bob Marley's birthday bash. It's next Thursday at the High Noon Saloon here in Madison. You can get your advance tickets right now at high-noon.com. You know, Bob Marley would have been 80 years old, Boogie. What do you think about that? 80? What would the world be like if Bob Marley was alive, kicking right now, making music? What would the world be like versus what it is right now, you think?
Man,
I mean, that's a deep question.
We'd have to use our imagination. Yeah, we'd have to use our imagination and imagine it
right
being much brighter, much more togetherness, understanding, you know, conversations that are relevant, you know, that are passionate would be there, you know, in my mind, for sure, you know, because that's what he brought. And that's what type of person they say he was. I've watched 1,000 things, you know, things on him, been studying them for like decades. So I think that's my take on it. Much more love, you know.
You know, we normally unplug from politics here on Max Inc. Radio, but sometimes music and politics do intersect. What do you think? Mm-hmm. What do you think Bob Marley's message would be in today's political arena that we're in this crap show? You know,
man, probably the same. You know, because he was dealing in the same politics, man, decades ago. Mm-hmm. Same thing is going on. Rat race, that song, things like that. Don't involve Rasta in your say-say. You know, Rasta don't work for no CIA. Rat race, you know. So he'll be singing the same thing. He'll be saying, you know, the same thing is going on. So that's my take on it. I think he'd be still saying the same thing, but, you know, a little bit more moderate.
Right. Maybe the same question for you, Boogie. I mean, what's your take and how are you doing with the current political environment and how is that affecting your songwriting?
Man, it has a drastic effect because you want to keep people actually concentrating on themselves. So that would be my message in my music is like, concentrate on healing you, you know, don't people get a little too, you know, involved that every day is something, is something, is something. And it's, sometimes you got to concentrate on you and bettering yourself and not these politicians. And these, you know, when we come from a Rasta culture with this reggae, you know, so Rasta really, we don't deal in the politics because we know it divides our people within your own family. Nah, we don't want that.
Right.
Nope. We don't want it, man.
And the music is what brings harmony and peace.
Absolutely. It's a reminder, you know, it's a reminder to do that. You know, that's why we sing those type of songs, you know, and I love doing the Bob Marley thing because one love, let's get together and feel all right. That sounds cliche or corny to some, but man, that's what needs to happen. You know what I mean? Like, for real.
For sure. Ja Boogie from Natty Nation on the phone with us here on Max Inc. Radio, the 16th annual Bob Marley birthday bash. You've been doing this show for 16 years.
Has it been that long?
That's what it says on the paper here. That's pretty cool.
Seems like longer. Seems like longer.
What do you have in store for the people this time around?
Well, we have actually kind of expanded Natty Nation. We're bringing in Ross Michael from Milwaukee, real experienced bass player, world traveler. Was going to be on bass. They call him Ross Armerlock as well, but we call him Ross Michael. And he'll be joining us on bass so that I'm able to just take the vocals and concentrate on bringing the vocals, soulful vibes, the harmonies, stuff like that. So it allows me to work the crowd. So that's what's a little different about this kind of a Natty extension, you know, which is great.
And you got looking forward to that.
And you got a couple of great supporting acts as well. Who's playing with you guys?
I want to say a couple. We got Polyrhythmic Roots. That's going to be opening. That's like, it's got like rat reggae and jazz format, you know, some of the old standards and play kind of instrumental with a vibrant style to it. So yeah, which is like pretty much some of the same musicians as Natty.
Okay.
So it's like a easy transition, you know, but a different vibe. It's, you know, it's not the same. This just adds on to what we bring with the Bob Marley set. You know what I mean? So that should be fun.
Then
DJ FRP on the ones and twos, spinning reggae and dub and dance hall throughout the night.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
I tell you what, if you like reggae, if you love Bob Marley, I mean, who doesn't, right? It's a great night. Go check it out at the High Noon Saloon. Advanced tickets are on sale right now at high-noon.com. It's going to sell out, so definitely get your tickets early and go see the show. Job Boogie, we really appreciate your time tonight. Congratulations. Keep in touch with the new music drops. We'd love to hear from you, okay?
Absolutely, man. I would like to say that this was going to be special because this is actually on Bob Marley's actual birthday.
Yes, it is. February 6th.
Thursday, February 6th, High Noon Saloon. Come on out. Bring your kids. Even. You know, let's bring the family.
Most importantly, bring some peace and love, you know?
Absolutely.
Ja, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Let's do some Natty Nation right now. This is Get Along. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
World, where we want, where we want. Brand new world. If you wanna see a brand new world, time to plant the seeds, weeding out the seeds of hate, jealousy and greed. Said if you wanna see a brand new world, time to plant the seeds, weeding out the seeds of hate, jealousy and greed. Why you why you why? So what I said, seeds of love will be planting in the four corners of this earth.
Devotees, best and sad.
Well now, and the seeds of love will be growing, spreading all around. So will be with your blessings, my God, water it, water it. We're caring and sharing, nourish it, with a little understanding. Music is the tool, where we're planting the seeds of love in your mind.
Yeah.
Hoping and I'm praying, we can spread love to mankind. Said if you wanna see a brand new world, time to plant the seeds, weeding out the seeds of hate, jealousy and greed. Said if you wanna see a brand new world, time to plant the seeds of love, weeding out the seeds of hate, jealousy and greed. Brand new world. Watering, watering, with caring and sharing,
nourish it, nourish it with a little understanding. Cause music is the truth. Oh, planting the seeds of love in your mind. Mankind, I say. Time to plant the seeds, weeding out the seeds of hate, jealousy and greed. One more, say if you wanna see a brand new world, time to plant the seeds of love, weeding out the seeds of hate, jealousy and greed.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Natty Nation, brand new world there. Thanks to Ja Boogie for joining me this evening. Really appreciate that. Natty Nation is awesome. You can see them live at the High Noon Saloon for the 16th annual Bob Marley Birthday Bash. Get your advance tickets right now at high-noon.com. Don't forget, next week on Max Inc. Radio, The Flavor That Kills, The Steepwater Band, and Ripiology is coming up, and I'm sure Terry Barr will have a nice little nugget for you. Thanks for listening to my section of the show. Really appreciate that. Rob Roberts and After Hours is coming up in just a couple of minutes. I believe he's kicking his show off with a double dip of Lo Marie. And don't forget, if you want to email the show, if you're in a band, you got brand new music, send it our way, please. You can send your music, your electronic press kits, show announcements, everything. Music at civicmedia.us. That's music at civicmedia.us. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll do some Soul Symmetry. Right now, it's Dogtown Hollow. Row, row, row. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Spinning wheel, you gotta roll.
cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The U.S. trade relationship with Canada, according to President Trump, as he returned to D.C. from Florida this evening.
Canada's been very abusive of the United States for many years.
Trump imposing 25% tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico this weekend, as well as 10% tariffs on goods from China.
The new measure, set to take effect on Tuesday, could raise prices for Americans at the grocery store and the gas pump. Trump insists that tariffs are necessary to strengthen the U.S. economy, accusing those countries of allowing undocumented migrants and illegal drugs to enter the U.S.
ABC Selena Wang, all three countries promising retaliatory tariffs in response against the U.S. There's a wide debris field in the Friday night crash of a medical jet in Philadelphia. NTSB says investigators found the plane's cockpit voice recorder 8 feet underground at the impact site. Seven killed in the crash, including an 11-year-old patient and her mother. This is ABC News. A heartbreaking